to it now. Delaney McKinley is here, the Chief Operating Officer of the Michigan Manufacturers Association. Right? We still make a lot of cool things in Michigan, even in tougher times like now. But the best in Michigan manufacturing has been announced a couple of days ago. And Delaney, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much. It's such an honor, Steve.
Thank you for being here. Yeah, so the Michigan manufacturers have put together this list, and I was surprised, by the way, by some of the things that make the list here because I didn't know. But the coolest things made in Michigan, and there's some pretty cool things made in Michigan. We know that. But you put together this list. Apparently you do this every year, right?
That's right. This is part of our Manufacturing Excellence Awards program that we work on every year to make sure that we recognize what makes Michigan manufacturing the very best in the world. And we're shining a light on those individuals and organizations and products that shape our economy and improve our daily lives.
So, do tell me, what are some of the things that have made the list here? What are some of the things that have gotten your attention? And you go, hey, this is pretty good. First of all, how do you get on the list? How do you make the list? How do you get considered?
Sure. So we're running a number of different awards. We'll be giving out 10 different awards, and 9 of them are selected by independent panels of judges. And 2 weeks ago when we were talking, we talked about the coolest thing made in Michigan. That's the 10th award we're going to be giving out, and that is selected by the people of the state of Michigan. We started with 61 contenders, and about 2 weeks ago when we spoke, we narrowed that down to 10. Well, in the second round of voting, the people of the state of Michigan have named the top 3 finalists for the coolest thing made in Michigan. And let me tell you, they represent the diversity of our industry from the very top of the state to the bottom, and an incredibly complex and diverse set of products that we're talking about here.
So do we get to know the finalists here? You don't have the champion yet, do you?
No, on November 9th, we are going to name the coolest thing made in Michigan. But I'll tell you a little bit about the top 3 finalists.
Let's do that.
You know, down in Jackson. Yeah, let's talk about a recreational product, a really cool thing that's being made by Angling AI in Jackson. It's aluminum fishing bait molds. Now, these are the most advanced fishing bait molds on the market, and they allow anglers to design and create their own fishing bait.
For real?
For real, you can design your own, and these things are winning competitions and awards. You can do what works best where you're fishing.
I can design my, I mean, I've got a couple of ideas. I've thought about this for years. Funny you should mention that. You know, there's some old designs that I like from, you know, a Johnson Silver Minnow and some different things that are, you know, spoons and artificial spinners and so forth. Man, that's a great idea. I can design. So how does that work? I design it how, and then what happens?
Well, I can definitely get you connected with the folks down in Jackson that can get you, you know, designing and making your own fishing baits to make sure that you're catching all those big ones.
Yeah, there you go. Hook 'em, Gruber. All right. So nice. Very nice. What else?
Okay, so we're going to go all the way to the top of the UP up in Houghton. Orbion Space Technology is making, get this, an Aurora plasma thruster, which is a xenon plasma thruster, and it's used by satellites to maneuver in space. We here in Michigan are moving space technology.
Like literally, movement, we're parallel parking satellites.
You got it. It's expelling ionized xenon, and that creates this gentle but efficient force on a satellite.
Ionized xenon is in the inert gas, xenon. Wow. And this is going on in Houghton.
Yeah.
Like somewhere towards, you know, the end of the United States, right? I mean, at the very edge of the country, there they are thinking and creating and building things. Wow, that's remarkable. Remarkable. All right. What else you got?
Okay, we're saving lives. Curlin Lighting in Detroit is in the top 3 finalists for the coolest thing made in Michigan for their infra LED pro motorized exam lights. So these are revolutionary. They're recessed, remote aimable, motorized exam lighting systems. And the cool thing here is that it is the ultimate in infection control in critical environments.
Why is that?
So you want to make sure in surgery and in different procedures that you are controlling infection that you're not touching things, that you're not getting germs there. So we are saving lives that way.
Because they're motorized, you don't actually I got it. Now, see, I'm just trying to pick up on what you're laying down for me here. Wow, what a remarkable thing. Now, do other places do this, or is this a Michigan thing, you know, recognizing the best things?
You know, there are other states that are recognizing their manufacturing, but you know, see, we are the manufacturing state. And so this is, I would say, the most important competition in the country. It's the largest sector of our state economy, nearly 20% of our gross state product, and more than 14% of our workforce. 12,000 manufacturers here in the state of Michigan, and 620,000 workers. And we think, at the Michigan Manufacturers Association, it is so critical to recognize the work that they do. And we want to make sure that the public is patting them on the back, too. So that's why we run this program every year.
I think that's fabulous, phenomenal. I don't know, and I'm sitting here, you've told me pretty good things. All three of these are deserving of winning, I believe. I mean,
absolutely.
All three of these are totally different, from fishing to moving satellites to, you know, being in the operating theater. All totally different and all totally unique and all totally deserving, aren't they?
I agree with you completely. And that, you know, we've got 9 other awards that were given out. And it really is indicative of the diversity that we see in manufacturing, not just geographic diversity. I mean, we talked about Houghton, but manufacturers are in every single community all across the state, from the top to the bottom. And we're also talking product diversity. You know, everybody is probably most focused on automotive sector and the components that we make here in the state of Michigan, and we are number one there, and we're very proud of that. We've got a lot more we're making: medical devices, fun things, recreational products, furniture, chemicals, you name it. We make it here in Michigan, and we do it the best.
So what are some of the other awards? I've got another minute here. I'm just curious, who else can we give a shout-out to that's making it happen in Michigan?
Absolutely. I want to give a shout-out to Ronald E. Hall from Bridgewater Interiors in Detroit, which is our Manufacturing Emerging Leader of the Year. And John Hall from Glassdender in Saginaw is getting the Lifetime Achievement Award. Now, this is a family-owned manufacturer, and they're making exceptional food service equipment. Talk about diversity.
Yep.
They've also got Denso Manufacturing, a global manufacturing of automotive components.
Huh.
And Sachiko Johnson, she's CFO of Jordan Manufacturing Company. They make outdoor furniture and accessories, and she is the Manufacturing Woman of the Year. And last but not least.
Yeah, go ahead.
Joseph Mooney, he's with Integrity Fab and Machine. They make custom dies and plates in Breckenridge, and he is named the John G. Thodish Michigan Manufacturer of the Year for small tier.
All right, so
really impressive manufacturer.
How do people go vote here? How do people, you know, for these final three, for the other three that are in the finals for the coolest thing made in Michigan, champion of 2023, how do they vote? Real quick, we got about 30 seconds, Delaney.
So voting has taken place. So what we're going to be doing is revealing the ultimate winner on November 9th.
There you
go. And
your
listeners can join us for our gala.
Excellent. Where is that?
MIMFG.org/excellence. Join us here in Lansing on November 9th.
There you go. Delaney McKinley. Cool stuff. You'll come back and tell us who won, of course. I know you will. But thank you.
I can't wait.
We're building cool stuff in Michigan, and it's good stuff, and it's a good story, and we need that to remember that Michigan is a wonderful place. Delaney, thank you.
Thanks so much. It's been an honor, Steve.
There you go. Quick break. We do cool stuff in Michigan. Don't ever forget it.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're on a mission to help job providers and entrepreneurs succeed. When Michigan businesses can grow and thrive, so do our families, communities, and local economies. We're here to protect, to connect, and to strengthen. That means powerful advocacy from our top-ranked lobbying team, virtual and in-person events to make connections and support your learning and training needs, and proven product and services to help save you time and money. Join with us. We're stronger together.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, "I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. so I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America. 200 food banks strong.
Nearly 2,000 of the state's top student athletes will be recognized for excelling academically and in school activities through the MHSAA's Scholar Athlete Award, underwritten by Farm Bureau Insurance. The applicants will be in the running for a total of 32 $1,000 college scholarships. Application materials are available exclusively online through the MHSAA website. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.